The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 24 of Spur of the Moment podcast.
Streaming straight from the heart of Texas in the Simonator Studios. Here we go. Let's recap the game last night against the Golden State Warriors as the Spurs dropped that thing 124-120 to Golden State, minus six players for the Warriors. So that was a really rough loss. The Spurs were up by 17, as much as 17 in the third quarter. End of the third quarter score was 104-89. The Spurs were up again, another game. They had a lead that they couldn't hold on to. Jakob Poeltl and Jock Landale both out with concussions. So we were missing two big men, and the Golden State Warriors took advantage of our absence. What are your thoughts about last night's game, Drew?
Yeah, a fourth quarter collapse, man. We were playing great in the first half. We shot 58% from the field and 55% from behind the arc. We were even up by 17, but in the fourth quarter, we were ice cold, shooting 31% from the field and 12% from three. That just cannot happen. That can't happen.
Yeah, so a rough night for the good guys, unless you're one of the draft pick wishers, which we have a great divide in the Spurs fan kingdom of the draft pick or play-in. But rough night last night if you're a play-in hopeful or just want the Spurs to win. So let's go to our top two, bottom two segment. And Drew's going to take it with the top two, and I'll cover the bottom.
Yeah, my first top two, I have DeJounte Murray, who had a good night last night. He scored 27 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists and chipped in 2 steals in 38 minutes, and he shot 12-21 from the field. My second top two is going to be Keldon Johnson. He scored 21 points, had 4 assists, 3 rebounds, made 3 threes, and shot 8 of 10 from the field in 35 minutes of play.
Okay, so DeJounte and Keldon are the top two. I'm going to take you to the bottom two. And this, in our pre-production meeting, was a surprise to Drew, but I'm going to give my justification here. My number one of the bottom two was Mr. DeJounte Murray. And you're thinking, what? He had 27, 9, and 9. How can he be in your bottom two? Two steals. How can he be in your bottom two? Well, he had 6 turnovers. And it's okay for him to have a few turnovers. He's the guy with the ball in his hand the most. Mm-hmm. 6 is getting a little too much. And so that's why he made my bottom two list. Those, we can't have that many. 2 or 3 we can take. 6 is unacceptable. And then the second one on our bottom two was Mr. Lonnie Walker. He was 1 of 4 from 3-point range off the bench, and 4 of 10 shooting. Just only had 1 rebound, but he had 11 points. You know, really finding the second one of the bottom two was a task. And obviously, if you see me putting DeJounte up there, that was a task as well. Nobody had extremely awful shooting nights, and the only glaring stat was DeJounte Murray's turnovers. We just collectively as a team didn't shoot great in the fourth quarter, which is the one thing that cost us. All right, so that was last night's game. Tough one. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are a great ball club, but minus 6 guys, you think in San Antonio that's one we could get. Their record improves to 39-13. And on the flip side of that, the Spurs record now sits at 19-33. So that's 52 games into it. We're sitting with 30 games left in the Spurs season. And will they make the play-in or will they get a great draft pick? Who knows, but we'll continue to watch and follow. So now let's go to our question of the day. And as always, you can email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Or text us at 512-540-1626. Tonight's question comes from Steven in Cibolo, Texas. Steven writes, "Love your show, guys. Keep it up. Besides Thaddeus Young, Do you see any other Spurs players getting traded by the February 10th deadline? And I'm going to turn that one over to Drew, and then I'll touch it after that.
Yeah, I could see a lot of guys getting traded. I don't think all of them are going to get traded, but I could see a handful of guys that can get traded. Joachim Poeltl, I think, could get traded. If we get a good package for him, I think he could get traded. Derek White, maybe to the Sixers. You know, I think we get a good package for him. Dougie McBuckets, maybe him. Lonnie Walker, I think we should trade. And, yeah, those are a couple guys. And there's a lot of that we should keep, like DeJounte, Devin, Vassell, Keldon Johnson, Zach Collins, that have high upsides that we need to keep.
Okay, yeah, and Drew and I talked about this earlier tonight, and on our drive, I was picking him up, and we were in the car for quite a while just talking about trade possibilities, and kind of came to the conclusion that pretty much, with the exception of about four or five guys, everybody's on the market. If they can upgrade and trade, get rid of some players, I mean, you could really make some moves in this last stretch of the season to get draft picks or to set up your foundation for the future. So I think it's important that they listen to all the offers except for DeJounte, Keldon, Josh Primo, Devin Vassell. I think after that, pretty much
Zach Collins.
Anybody? Well, I'm not so sure Zach Collins wouldn't be on the market if somebody needed a big man. So I think those four are the untouchables in my opinion. And I think other than that, you know, anybody, did I say Keldon?
I think you said Keldon.
Either way, Keldon Johnson's one. I'm sorry if I missed that because he will definitely be hanging on with the Spurs. But I think if they can get enough in return for those guys, I think, you know, you may be able to see something. But who knows? The next 8 days are going to tell the story, and we'll sure be here to follow it. So thanks for your question again, Stephen, and keep on listening. I appreciate that. All right, so let's go to this day in Spurs history, and Drew's got tonight's.
Yeah, so I'm going to take us back to February 2nd, 2019, where we beat the Pelicans 113-108, and we actually lost the fourth quarter 30-19. I want to talk about a couple of players that had some good games, a lot of them being former Spurs. Our leading scorer, LaMarcus Aldridge, he scored 25 points, 14 rebounds, shot 12 of 20 from the field in 27 minutes. He was great that night, one of his best nights. We have DeMar DeRozan, 13 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. Rudy Gay, 17 points, 8 rebounds, shot 6 of 10, made 3 threes. Bryn Forbes, 12 points, made 1 3. Patty Mills, he scored 12 points. He was great, shooting 2 of 3 from the 3-point line. He scored 12. Marco Bellinelli, scoring 17 points and shooting 3 of 6 from the 3-point line and 7 of 10 from the field. That was this day in Spurs history where we beat the Pelicans 113-108 on February 2nd, 2019.
All right, so just a few years ago, and you know, a lot of those guys are playing on other teams in the NBA right now, but at that time, the Spurs record was 32-22, so 10 games over 500 in that one. And, of course, now we're going through the rebuild, and we're under the 500 mark, but we'll be back there soon one day. All right, thanks, Drew. All right, so let's preview our upcoming game. And on Thursday night at 7:30, it creates a back-to-back, but that game is a makeup from December 29th when the COVID bug hit a bunch of Spurs. And that was unfortunate because the Spurs were starting to streak and get really hot at that time, and the Heat were missing a lot of players too. So we were hoping to get that one in, but we didn't. And it's going to be made up on Thursday night at 7:30. Drew, what can you tell us about the Miami Heat?
Yeah, the Heat are one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. In fact, top four. They have Jimmy Butler, who's scoring 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists a game. Tyler Hero, one of the best six men in the league, probably going to win it this year. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Bam Adebayo, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Kyle Lowry, who's actually going to be out for that game, scoring 13 points and 8 assists. And Duncan Robinson, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and he's a great shooter.
Okay. The Heat are coming in. They've lost three in a row. Two of them to Toronto and one to Boston. Coming into San Antonio for that one. And like you said, Kyle Lowry's going to be out. Jimmy Butler's been day-to-day. We'll see if he's available for that. But let's go to the Spurs. So after Jakob Poeltl and Jock Landale got put in concussion protocols, they're going to be out for this game. Kata Bates-Diop is going to be out for this game. And on the injured list, Doug McDermott and DeJounte Murray are day-to-day. So, you know, we'll see how this one turns out. But, you know, definitely always a challenge with the Miami Heat coming into town. Tyler Herro's had a great year for them, 20 points a game. So we'll see how it goes on Thursday night. We're going to go for our player to go off and our prediction. Drew, who do you think is going to go off and what do you predict?
Yeah, I have Drew Eubanks to go off because we're missing a lot of depth and bigs. So I have him to go off because I think he's going to score about 13 points. He probably will start the game because we have Jakob and Jock Landale out and Kata Bates-Diop. So I'm going to go with Drew Eubanks to go off, and he's going to be my player to go off. I think he'll do good. Then my prediction for this game is I've got the Spurs beating the Heat by 5, especially if Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry are out. I see the Spurs winning that game by 5 points, and I think we can do it. We should have won last game, but I think we can win this game.
All right. Thank you, Drew. That's good. So Drew's got a 5-point win for the Spurs, and I hope he's right. For my player to go off, he had a great shooting night against Golden State and really has understood and developed his hot hand from the three-point line. Mr. Keldon Johnson, he was 8 of 10 last game, 3 of 5 from three-point land, 21 points. I think he's going to continue. When Keldon hits a streak like this, he continues to just play well and contribute, and I think it's going to be no different on Thursday night. I think he's going to have a great game for the Spurs. I think that one's going to be a really tough and tight ball game. You know, obviously they may be missing a couple guys. We may be missing a couple guys. But it's at home, and I think the Heat's losing ways are going to continue at the hands of the Spurs. And I think after this Golden State loss stinging so bad, I don't even think it's going to be close. I think the Spurs are going to walk out of this thing with a 9-point win. So I think that'll be some distance between them and Miami. I think they're going to play with a rejuvenated focus and enthusiasm. I think we're going to take this one from the Heat just to get back on track. All right. So thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. Remember to email or text in your questions. And we thank you for listening. We've hit some big numbers. We were looking at the charts, and we've had over 200 listeners, and it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And thank you for your encouragement and support. Drew, would you take us home, sir?
Yes, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And go, Spurs, go!